This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. This program is sponsored by New Zealand Bridge, sponsors of Grassroots Bridge across the nation.
Welcome to the Bridge Zone. You're at the table with Barry and Mariana. I am coming to you from Hanoi, the capital of Vietnam. Very pretty. Where I am, Barry?
Well, I'm still in TK Fi because I can't afford to fly all around the world like top people on the Bridge Zone.
Hey, give me the rundown. What's been happening on King's birthday weekend?
Quite a lot. Auckland, they started off with the Pairs at the Auckland Congress, which is where I was playing.
Did you play the whole weekend?
I did play the whole weekend. Wow. I played the Pairs and the Teams. So,
well done, was it a good turnout of numbers?
Well, interesting. They had 20 tables in the Pairs, which wasn't huge, really. Mm. In the Teams, they had 30.
Oh,
so
gosh.
I guess that's telling you something, isn't it?
Yeah, the format's favourable for Teams in Swiss.
It was just an ordinary Pairs event.
Okay, so how many did they have there?
The West End Pairs, they had 19 tables, so pretty good turnout.
Okay.
On Monday, that was won by Barry Palmer and Anthony Hopkins. From Anne Barraclough and Deborah Tangney.
Oh, nice.
The Open Pairs was won by Malcolm Mayer and Brian Mace from Michael Cornell and Ashley Bach.
Right.
In the Teams today, or the final today, was won by the Cornell team, Michael Cornell, Ashley Bach, Peter Newell and Leon Mayer. Second was the Weir team, Michael Weir, Matthew McManus, Liz and Blair Fisher.
Oh, cool. How'd you go in the team?
We were third. Not too far behind. So,
good work. Got some more A points.
I don't know whether you're going to broadcast this bit or not.
Why?
Just enough to get me up to 10th on the all-time list. I passed Alan Turner, so I'm into the top 10 on the all-time list. So anyway, yeah. Or whether you want to say it rather than me.
No, anyway. That's all right. They won't care.
We've all got our aims. So the Hawke's Bay Congress, the Pairs event, which was a north-south and an east-west field. North-south were Hugh and Di McAllister. From Graham Stout, who was up from the Deep South, was Scott Smith. And east-west were Min Wu and Marius Tomilowitz. And second were Mike and Alison Williamson. So that was the Pairs. And in the open teams, the winners were the Smith team. Scott Smith and David Ackley, Chris Ackley and Graham Stout. A couple of South Islanders in there. Second were Charles Kerr and John Luoney, Bob Hurley and Russell Wilson. Yeah. They also had a Swiss Pairs, which was won by Ture Hauranga and Brad Tattersfield. From Ash Fitchett and Josephine Hayes. Quite a big field in that one too. 30 tables. Couple of successful congresses there.
Well, William and I managed to get second on the main event here over in Vietnam. We didn't have a very successful last day and we lost by 0.40.
Okay, that wasn't much.
Oh, no. But anyway. We've got another one that's just starting at the moment, so this is our last one.
So the Otago Southland Congress, held at Oamaru, that was won by the Alabaster team. It was Jan Alabaster and Emma Strong, Shirley Newton and Margaret Burgess. Second was Greg Buzzard and Moss Wiley, Kevin Scorapata and Lindsay Glover. The Open Pairs, that was won by Ramon Quinnell and Samuel Coutts. From Mary Buckland and Trish Downwood.
Go yeah, Sam.
So that's all around the country and Vietnam.
I see the grades, the multi-grades. Didn't go too bad.
Yeah, not too bad in the end. 14 tables.
Now, I did have a question put to me.
Rory McIlroy or Jack James won that with Grant Jarvis.
I know.
Well, you'd think if you scored 65 and 68, you'd be a pretty good chance to win, wouldn't you? But no, that wasn't enough to win. They scored 66 and 72.
Holy crap. Those are magic scores, aren't they? So there was a question on whether or not for all the organising on a tournament. So it used to be called Ladies Day. Then we changed it to open up to everyone. Now it's a multi-grade. What are your thoughts?
What are you thinking? That we should do what?
That potentially it might be one that we ask if we could host it on Real Bridge.
Have it online. Oh, okay.
What do you think?
There's a lot less organisation doing it that way.
Yeah, might be able to. Suggestion to go on Real Bridge. Would you enter it? Let us know, bridgezoneshuffle@gmail.com.
Currently, a lot of our older players that play on a Tuesday afternoon at the club do enter it. probably just about the one tournament they play in a year. And I think perhaps a lot of those people wouldn't want to play online.
Potentially, yeah.
You'd end up with different people playing in it. But Hamilton Bridge Club has something like 8 or 9 tournaments in a year, and this
We
would be,
have a lot, yeah.
well, this would certainly make it a lot easier to run.
Yeah, it's going to be a discussion point back at the club. Have you heard about how my lessons are going?
Yeah, she's getting 5 tables. She's been getting 5 tables. They're going all right.
Is that Tuesday night or Thursday morning?
Oh, sorry, your Thursday morning. Oh, I think she's getting 3 tables for yours. Yep. So that's about what you were getting, I think, weren't you? Yeah, I don't think
Yeah, I
you.
was getting 3.5.
Whaiakine. Coming up next, it's time for the Gin Club. That's juniors, intermediates, and novices, and our man on the spot, Mr. Gin himself, it's Ross Longney.
I can see the shape you're in. Finger on your eyebrow and lift.
We are here with Ross. Hello, I guess you had a full week in a bridge as well.
No, have you just been talking to Barry? He has, but no, I've had the weekend pretty much off because my partner was ill, so we didn't get down to Napier as planned, or Hastings as planned. I did play on Saturday in intermediate in Auckland. Not as much bridge as we had foreseen, Mariana.
Okay.
But never mind. We had a nice weekend.
I've been through the open results, Ross, but I've left the intermediates for you.
Okay, well, I have heaps of them. Firstly, I've got a couple of little things. A little shout out to Judith Howard from your district. She's personally sponsoring one of the Waikato Bay series with prize money and fresh fish, which at the end of the tournament, they drop into the local chippy and have them turned into nice battered fish for supper after the thing. So good on Judith Howard for her contribution.
Yeah, that's the restricted open Swiss pears.
And you're fantastic. Now, I've also got a little apology to make. Because last week, as well as getting Thai Happy and Takapau mixed up in my blurb, in terms of their proximity to Waipakarau, I got 2 Susans mixed up. I mixed up Susan Stevens from Remuera and Susan Stephen from Mount Albert. So I have to apologise to both the Susans profusely. Oh,
what happened in the intermediate pairs at Auckland, Ross?
Well, that was one very, very convincingly by Bret Hart and Carol Beasley. They cleaned that up so convincingly, one would have to just totally admire it. They were so well ahead. Now, in Auckland, the intermediate and junior pairs combined had 10 tables, so that was 20 gin club members. But if you spread out across the country, Omokaroa, they had an intermediate tournament with 12 tables. That was run by Julie Downs from Mount Maunganui and Janice Simpson from Tauranga. The big margin at 64% average. The junior pairs had 10 tables, and that was run by Lucy Schumacher and, drum roll, Annie Sue from Hamilton. So they had 44 gin clubbers in action there as opposed to 20 in Auckland. Down Hawke's Bay, they had intermediate pairs, which was won by Henny French and Norman Knight from Napier. And if you remember, Henny won the Waipakarau Intermediate last week, so she's had a good 10 days. The intermediate teams was won by a team from slightly up north, Rex Tullock and Val Honeyfield and Kevin Jensen and Joyce Reed from Wakatani and Rotorua. And they got a 5-0-1 winning streak. So they won 5, drew none, and lost only 1. Very good effort. Junior pairs was won by our Central District's favourite, Corbin Tither from Taradale with Sarah Kilmister, but they couldn't pull it off in the teams event, which was won. The junior teams was won by Jackie Rye, Diane Brady, Phyllis Patrick and Jeff Nauer, all from Napier. So 64 gin club pairs in operation down in Hastings over the weekend. Fantastic, eh? They even ran a 1-session novice pairs. That was won by Karen and Perry Laurent. That was 1 session. They got 65. They're from Taradale. And I looked them up, and that was the first tournament they seemed to have played in. So their first tournament, they come away with a win in the novice pairs. If you'd like us to go back a little bit, we can go back to the head-to-head, Barry.
Oh, yes.
You know what I'm talking about.
I was going to say, how far away is that?
No, not that one. The head-to-head was last Tuesday, the Craigs Investment Hamilton
Pairs.
Oh,
right, yeah.
And that was won by Grant Jarvis and Jack James. I don't know if you've already mentioned that, ahead of Jenny and Barry. And top intermediate pair was Bill Leach from Mount Albert and his partner. It really wasn't a head-to-head, Barry, between you and me. How can my 31 A-points stack up against your 5,233 A-points? Come on!
They don't mean anything at the bridge table, Ross. Anything can happen. I just want everybody to know that when you get to the bridge table and you sit down, you've got 13 cards each. It doesn't matter how many A-points anybody's got. They don't count for anything at the bridge table.
All got the same hands, and you know the old motto.
That's right. Respect all, fear none.
Respect all, fear none. That's the one. Talking about mottos, I had a suggestion for a motto for restricted players. It comes from Chris Wilson. Fear all, expect the worst.
Oh, that sounds a bit depressing.
I thought it was great. I tell you what, I played at Franklin though last week, and I didn't jinx the scoring down there.
Oh man, you should have seen. We had a few problems in Auckland this weekend with the scoring. It seems to be happening all over the country.
We were picking up results on the internet, and some of them were so slow coming in. Although I didn't jinx the scoring, we managed to knock three bidding boxes onto the floor, which didn't impress the director very much.
Shot, Ross.
I had a question for you, Barry. If you can visualize this hand, it comes from Franklin, board 26. Okay, in spades, you've got ace, king, queen, jack, 10, 8, 7, 6, 4, 2.
No. 5, 6, 7, 8. That's a 10 card suit, Ross.
That's the one. Six of hearts, no diamonds. And in clubs, you've got 3 and 2. And the question for you, what would you open that hand?
I mean, people often, when you get a freak hand like this, these are always the ones where they ask you to bid something. I can tell you now that bidding systems are not designed to bid hands like this effectively. I'd open it one spade, but anything could be right. Opening it four spades might work very well. On the other hand, you might miss a slam if partner's got a couple of aces. With freak hands, there's no right or wrong answer about what to do. I think it's too good to open four spades.
Are you thinking you can't open two clubs?
Well, I was just going to say, you can't open two clubs on a hand like that, I don't believe.
Yeah.
Even if you alerted your two club opener and said it may not comply with rule of 29, I don't think you can open two clubs on a 10 count.
I think you're right. I think one spade is the proper bid for that hand.
I tell you it's never going to get passed out, is it?
if you open one spade, it might.
You're kidding me. The opposition have got 30 points and some of them are going to have a void in space. They're definitely bidding.
Somebody's going to bid, yeah.
Somebody's going to bid.
One's going to double.
Or they're going to overcall. They're going to do something.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, where do you think all those diamonds and hearts are? Somebody's going to bid them.
What about four no trumps as an opener? Ace asking.
It's interesting because some people play four no trumps. There is a specific ace ask. You actually name the ace you've got. But here you actually need two aces. And, I mean, if you play four no trumps, it's just how many aces have you got? And they tell you you've got two. Well, that's great. You don't know which two they are anyway. You know?
I'll leave that one hanging. Just going back to that two clubs, I did have a question as well. If you allow your two clubs, if your two clubs doesn't necessarily comply with the rule of 29, what are you supposed to put on your system card?
Exactly that.
I'd say exactly that. Under the two club opener, say, may not comply with the rule of 29. I'd alert it, and if anybody asks, I'd say it's a strong hand, it's game-forcing, it may not comply with the rule of 29.
Okay, good.
But you must alert it. I don't entirely agree with it, but my understanding is that's how the rule is phrased at the moment, that if you alert it, explain that it may not comply, you're allowed to open two clubs on less than 29.
Yeah. What they're teaching in the lessons at the moment is two clubs is 20-plus unbalanced or 23-plus balanced or any shape. So if you can't comply with that and all the rules,
I mean, that's really unfortunate, this, because I think people are getting totally the wrong end of the stick with two clubs with 20 unbalanced. And anytime they get 20 unbalanced, they're opening two clubs and they're getting into all sorts of problems.
Yeah.
If you've got 20 and you've got five hearts and five diamonds and 20 points, open one heart. You open one heart and you jump to three diamonds. But I mean,
if
Butler hasn't got any points, you probably can't make game with 20 points. There are some 20-point hands that you want to be in game opposite virtually nothing, but not all. Unfortunately, I think a lot of beginners are thinking any time they get 20 points and unbalanced, they're going to open two clubs. If they're 4-4-1 with a 20 count and they open two clubs, I fear where they're going to end up. Yeah. I just don't know how that's going to work. If partner says two diamonds, I don't know what they're going to bid. A four-card suit? Two no-trumps showing 23 to 24?
Singleton?
Yeah, it's just, it's way better to just open at one diamond if you've got 4-4-4-1 or whatever. So if partner can't bid, you probably haven't missed anything.
Good advice. Okay, I'll leave you with a little story. And I think it's a nice story, actually, but I'll leave you to judge it.
Wait. Do I need a hanky?
No, you're not that sentimental. Grant Jarvis, one of our two platinum gold masters, he sits down at the table with two players who they hadn't played many tournaments. They didn't actually know him. And one of the players said, you better play well today, sir, because I hear there are at least six gold grandmasters playing here today. And Grant, being the humble guy that he is, just smiled at them and said, thank you. I'll bear that in mind as the day goes on.
Oh,
I thought that was a nice story, and it just goes to show you just don't know who you're sitting down with, and it doesn't matter. Like you said, they've all got the same cards. Doesn't matter who you are, what age you are, what you're male or female. It doesn't matter when you sit down at the table, does it?
There was in Hamilton that happened, Ross.
Yes, at Hamilton.
Yep. At Hamilton.
What I heard happened was when you play your club bridge, and he said, I don't play at a club. I don't play much any club bridge. And she said, you're brave. You're brave coming out and playing here. The story I heard, Ross, was there are 10 grandmasters playing here today. And you might be right. He may well have said, I'll bear that in mind. I'm sure he would have. That sounds like
he would have. He wouldn't have said.
She actually asked, is he intermediate? Are you intermediate or now the story may not be completely accurate. And I've probably embellished it a bit, but I think it's a great story.
It's a great story.
Why don't I have a laugh?
How cute is that?
Yeah, I think it's lovely.
I won't be saying that to very many people.
Anyway, Grant does tell a good story.
Yes, he does, yeah.
He had a pretty rough day today, just goes to show. They qualified top qualifier in the teams today, and they lost every match in the final and finished last.
Wow.
Who was he playing with this week?
He was playing with Fraser Roo.
Oh, yep.
And your mate, Jacko Ferrari, whatever you call him, they didn't even make the final.
But, hey.
Actually, funnily enough, he sat behind me in the team's qualifying. And after the first match, Jack complained to me that I put the boards on the stool and they were very untidy and they weren't facing the right way or whatever. And at which point I said, God, I said, you sound like my bloody mother. I said, I'm going to start calling you Nana Jackalroy from now on. so he's renamed Nana Jackalroy.
Yeah. Hey, I'll tell you, guess who my partner was last Thursday night?
Thursday night?
I've got unfair information here because I think I know who it was.
Just at the club.
Who was it?
Jack O'Rourke.
Oh, my gosh. How was that?
He was very nice to play with. He was very kind. He's very calm, he tolerated whatever I did. He just said, that's fine, Ross. It was good. It was lovely to play with him. It was just a random chance. At East Coast Bays.
Of course. We had to get East Coast Bays in here at least once, Barry.
The worst part of this whole thing is, Ross, and I wanted to see you on the weekend, and I'm going to have to fess up to this, and you're going to kill me. I can't play next Sunday. I've got three bloody open names, and the guy that was going to do them for me has got a... But how I found two more tournaments. I know you're going to kill me. I know you're going to kill me, and I hope you can find somebody to play with you. But I just can't. I've got three open names, and the guy that was going to do them is having a birthday, and his family are having this bloody thing for him, and he can't do them.
Wah, 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 Barry Jones.
Hey, we've recorded this.
Yeah,
this this is not off camera. This is recorded.
Is a Mount Albert restricted, which you aren't entered in yet because I've checked, or we could play the online Auckland one in August, which you're also not entered in. But I just cannot play on Sunday. I'm sorry about that.
No,
I do apologise. And I thought, God, I'm never going to hear the end of this. I might as well put it on
actually,
air.
Actually, Ross, I think I hear this sound. Ching, ching. That sounds like a fine, a pale fine. And it's very hard to get study money the out system. Of
Jones. It'll give me longer to study the system, Ross.
Yes, it will. Okay.
Let's pull it next week.
So I do apologise, Ross, but really, there's not much I can do about it.
You've got to put food on the table.
But we will play one, Ross, so one of those two. I think the Auckland Online's in August, and I think the Mount Albert Restricted is in September.
Okay. All right, one of those. No problems. Yep. It'll give us more time. Give Mariana and me more time to wind you up about it.
Yeah, you will. I can see that. Yeah. So this is going to be on the show every week from now until...
Every week.
Yeah, oh. Yeah.
Everybody will be asking me this time next week, how did you get on Sunday?
Oh, God.
It was a no-show.
I see they've closed the entries, but hopefully you can find somebody else to play with. Yeah,
so. I've still got the entry in, so if I change the button or if I don't play, it doesn't matter. It's okay. Good as gold.
Well, you're playing on Saturday, aren't you, Ross?
Yes, down at Tierra.
Okay, so I'll see you there.
Yes. Okay, all right.
Aren't there 8 points there? What are you playing? Oh, is it just bees in the...
We're playing in the Swiss, the intermediate Swiss or the Swiss bees. That's probably why I'm not playing in the Mount Albert one because
it's not an 8-point one, Ross. I thought, geez, I need to check this out before I confess.
He just sounds like a rubbish partner now. He's trying to give us all these alibis and excuses.
Yeah, well, that's probably true. But hang on a minute. I'm just going to have a look while I'm talking.
And we have a spoiler alert, folks.
Ross has organised Paul Marston, of course.
He said yes, he'd be delighted to do it, so that's wonderful.
And we will give you an opportunity to win one of his books, Introduction to Bridge. Stay tuned.
And I tell you, I was talking to Douglas Russell, who does a lot of teaching and training up here. He was talking about retention, you know, of students, and he had some positive thoughts on it. I thought maybe we could have a chat to him in the next couple of weeks as well.
Okay. It's one of the hardest things, isn't it?
He says yes, and he's lined up to do it.
Barry and Jenny and myself, we're going over to play in the Great Barrier Reef Tournament in Cairns. It'll be next April, end of April, beginning of May. But they also have an intermediate type grade. So maybe we should start pushing that to see if there's any. So far, William and I have agreed that he said, how many people? And I said, let's go for 5 pairs, 10 people to be billeted. Go for a week, Wednesday to Wednesday, because that's when New Zealand flies direct to Cairns.
And do
some tripping. So we'll put that on the agenda too, to talk about.
Cairns is definitely, by the way, Barrier Reef Congress is held in like about 4 different venues, but Cairns is far and away the best one.
Okay.
So Mariana. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's Mackay.
If you're going to go, this is the time to go.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're going to wait another.
And Cairns. And each club hosts it every year.
Yep. So, once a year.
In four years.
So if you don't go this year, you have to wait another 4 years, Ross, before it gets back to Cairns. Yeah.
So 27 is
Cairns. No, it's not this year. It's next year.
Next year. 27.
Yep. Yeah. And they're going to bring pairs to our Labour Weekend Congress.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. There's a handful of us so far are going to Brisbane in February. Brisbane? I know. I'm not sure it's February. I think it's February, Brisbane.
It is February. That's replacing the Gold Coast Congress, Mariana.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that one.
I'm
on tour with two ladies from Tasmania and another lady in Australia. She asked me to consider going across for the Festival of Bridge in Tassie.
I heard that's quite good as well.
I've heard it's very good. I met somebody from over there online and they were talking about it. And yeah.
So I've got accommodation there, which is cool.
Okay. My friend Ivan, who comes from Wollongong, he said that the one at Orange is the hot one at the moment.
Orange.
Yeah, it's orange. Which I've read about it.
Central New South Wales, he said that's a really good one. And Canberra's got a good reputation too. So, you're spoiled for choice.
All right. There's many good options over there. We're talking about possibly going to the Adelaide one sometime. But, yeah, I've never been there. Adelaide.
The Coffs Harbour one.
I think it's in June. They've just had it.
Well, that sounds good. If you're keen to come overseas with us, we're travelling to Cairns next year. End of April, May. There's also Canberra at the beginning of the year. Come along, there's the Orange Tournament. There's Goldfields in Melbourne later on, directly after our National Congress. I think you should give it a go. The TFOB, that's Tasmania Festival of Bridge in March. If you're keen for some information, let us know. bridgezoneshuffle@gmail.com. Catch up with us next week. The Gin Man leads you out with the Gin Club motto.
Observa omne, neminem time. Respect all, fear none. Have a good week. Light it and
send it out. Send it out now. Well, that's about it for us this week, folks. Take care and we'll see you at the tables.
Bye for now.
New Zealand Bridge, sponsoring bridge from beginner to international, nationwide. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.